Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
City Limits. Oh yeah, man. Dropping on in, holler at you players, man. Dropping in, hollering at the players. What's up? Mac City Citizens, what's going on? Before I proceed with today's show, I will go ahead and let me see here. I just now got access to my Dark Sunrider Gmail account. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really been able to get into that account actually for like almost a year, really. And there's like a lot of mail in there, so I see, from a lot of cats that I know. And actually, I think I've only gone like maybe 2 or 3 months back, but I'm not going through all that shit, man. Like I said, it's like 12 months of shit I gotta dig through. I know a lot of you cats hit me up. So what I want y'all to do, if you've hit me up in the past and you sent stuff to my Dark D-A-R-K dot Sunrider at gmail.com, if you wish, drop me another line. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you want to holler at me, you know, holler at me. I'll shout you out on the show or whatever. I really need to be more forthright, you know, and like really getting in contact with my partners out there, man. I've lost contact with a lot of you cats and new cats also, man. I really need to, you know, like I say, stay in contact. So once again, if you sent emails in the past and I have not responded, I apologize. I really haven't had any access to that email account. Just not getting in it, but I don't feel like going through all that shit. I got a ton of junk in that bitch. So, like I said, you know, if you feel like rehashing what you have typed in the past or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to say, fuck you, Big Mike, fat ass nigga, whatever, go ahead, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I apologize. Because, you know, there's some emails in there. I'm like, God damn, there's some old ass emails. You know? Like I said, some of that shit may have got lost in the shuffle. So you want to keep this shit current, keep it fresh. Because right now I am currently checking all my emails daily. So if you want to hit me up, drop me a line. Once again, the email is dark dot sunrider at gmail.com. Okay. Got that out the way. I do apologize, players, for not getting back at you, man. Today is basically tales of ratchetry, man. Just had an experience about 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't in the mood to really talk about it. after it had happened because I was so drained and so tired. You know what I mean? Because it was a taxing event. I'm not going to talk about that right now. A little later on the show I will. But this will be Tales of Ratchetry. God damn. Tales of Ratchetry, man. Shit. Before I get into that, though, I'm going to just give you a little update. Some of y'all may have remembered me talking about the big titty red bone from Columbus. You know, golly, man. Whew. I don't know what to tell you, man. I did some punk shit. Shorty was digging me. Well, goddamn. I need some sort of therapy, man. The girl was digging me, man. I can't even call her a girl. She's a woman, man. Shit. She's fucking, 51 years old? Shit. Cute as hell. Just heavy, man. Just a heavy chick. Nigga, I can't do heavy chicks, man. I cannot do heavy chicks. I cannot do fat chicks, man. But she did have a nice set of melons. A very good personality, sweet disposition. We had the same interests. And it was enjoyable, man, for the first, you know, because we had been talking off and on for like 2 or 3 months. And it was pretty good, man. But damn, man. She just, for her to be that goddamn big, man, this motherfucker, she had energy. She wanted to go places and do shit, and every time I turn around, she wanted to, let's go here, let's go there, let's do this, let's do that. And of course, it was always in public. See, when you're in the game as long as I am, you automatically know what kind of a beast you're dealing with, man. Because, you know, whenever you got a chick that always want to do something publicly and insist on it, being public, I already knew what the deal was, man. She was the type of chick that not too many cats would take out in public because they was embarrassed. You know what I mean? And, you know, she was feeling some type of way about that, man. And I wasn't giving a fuck, man. You know, y'all know me. I guess 2 fucks what a nigga think about me and how I live. You know what I mean? I parade a fat chick out in public. I don't give a fuck because she was cool people. I wasn't stressing it. But I'm a lazy nigga, man. She just wanted to do too much shit. It was getting on my nerves. I'm like, damn, sit your ass down somewhere. No, I don't want to go to the comedy club. No, I don't want to go see the Tyler Perry play. No, I don't want to go to the bar. No, bitch. Sit your ass down. Ain't you fat? God damn. And not to mention, you know, sex with just 2 fat people, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Shit. One of us gotta be skinny. One of us gotta be skinny, man. Ugh. She gives stellar blowjobs. And I felt kind of bad about that, you know, because every time she seen me, she would hook me up. Had stellar skills. And she dug me so much, she swallowed all the time, didn't spill a drop. Shit, man. Ugh. And it was always funny because right after we would get done, you know, she would do her thing. And then she'd look at me, her eyes would get big. You know, she wanted me to reciprocate her. She wanted me to hit it or give her oral. And I, like, look at my watch, be like, ooh, look at the time. Damn, I got shit to do, girl. Shit, we gotta cut this short. She was like, for real? Michael, you on that shit. You on that bullshit. Nah, for real, I forgot. I got to do something. Man, I just, you know, I like to play with the titties. And I like to, you know, I love the head. She was, but I didn't want to do her, man. I can't do fat chicks, man. I can't do it. I've been messing around with these young chicks so long. And I damn sure wasn't gonna eat it. Wasn't gonna eat it. Can't eat fat girl twat. Can't do it. Can't do it. I don't know. Like I said, just used to that slim trim shit, man. That fresh, right out the box shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. See, what I'm really finding out is this is the problem with me. If y'all ain't figured it out by now, see, I've been involved in two occupations that are notorious for just killing your whole vibe when it comes to having a meaningful relationship with a woman, man. Two relationships that's basically killed me. That is me being involved in the military all my life, me being involved in corrections, the Department of Corrections, as far as, you know, prisons, you know, and a pornographer. All these occupations have been notorious for wrecking relationships, killing divorces, somehow, some way, deadening, I don't know, your passion for, like, what's a good word looking for? You know, developing that bond with that special someone or whatever. You know, I don't seem to have that now. I don't have it. So a lot of cats be asking me, you know, what's up with this power trick shit, nigga? Nigga, this is my salvation. Because I cannot handle a woman in my face 24/7. This last case, you know, proves it. And even if she wasn't fat, you know, I can't have a woman in my face all the time, man. I'm to the point now where I only want to see you maybe 2 or 3 hours. You know what I mean? Out of a day, if that. And not even every day, shit. The way it is right now, I might have a visit from 2 or 3 females a month. And I'm cool with that, man. I am cool with that. That is good. You know, if a chick dropped by more than once a week, you know, I kind of get irritated with that. Like right about now, the main chick that's always coming over is Jessica Rabbit. You know what I'm saying? And I genuinely love Jessica Rabbit. I really do. That's my baby. You know what I'm saying? And after we get done doing our thing, nigga, I just want to eat a sandwich, play Xbox, and I just want her to go home. And that's some odd shit, man, because, you know, I really care about this girl. I really do, man. But after I'm done releasing the fluids, you know, it's almost like, you know, I don't have no more use for you. It sounds bad. I know it sounds bad, but goddamn, man. You know, and I used to be a big cuddler. I used to be very affectionate, man. Not no more. It feels weird now when a female snuggles up to me and cuddles up to me and stuff. You know, that used to be my thing. I'm literally deadened to it, man. I'm dead inside. It's the weirdest shit, man. It is the weirdest shit. So, yeah, man, power tricking is my salvation. It really is. It's a beautiful thing, man. It is a beautiful thing. Well, basically, that's my little update on my Redbone chick, man. I basically stopped calling, or I really never called her, but, you know, her text messages and her phone calls, I stopped responding. Like I said, that was some punk shit, man. I should have just broke it off to her, just told her, hey, it ain't gonna work. But I chose the punk way out. I just stopped talking to her. This is what we call the fade away. Just fade away. Fade away. You know, I did the fade on the bitch, man. I just, you know, she was blowing me up. She was like, well, I guess you changed your mind about me. I'm gonna miss you. Take care. Oh, it killed me, man. It killed me. I'm like, oh, she was a good girl. But you so fat. Oh. And not to mention, like I said, the sex wouldn't have been right because I didn't want to sex her. And I just in general, I don't care if you a bad bitch and you fine as hell. I don't wanna see you that often either. You know what I'm saying? So anywho, like I said, let me get into the Tales of Ratchetry. Are y'all ready? Get ready for some of that Mac City ratchetry. Okay, today's culprit will be Darling Nikki. And I wasn't going to mention her name, but since this is Tales of Ratchetry, she must have done some ratchet shit. And she did some ratchet shit to me. So I will be mentioning her name. And Nikki, if you're listening, I still love you, but I'm going to put you on blast. Because, bitch, you know I don't like to be played. You know I don't like to be spun. You know that. So I'm going to talk shit about you. Don't take it personal. It's just therapy. I'm getting it off my chest. Because I don't appreciate the fuck shit you did. This will be... I will try and condense this story. It's a long story, too. You know what I'm saying? It's a long story. So, today's story will be about Darling Nikki and the ratchetry that she brought to my doorstep. Are you ready? Begin. couple weeks ago, Darling Nikki hit me up on the phone making small talk and shit, man. And, you know, I've been sporadically seeing her, you know. She had this little hot boy that she was fucking with. And always bragging about him. Oh, he's a slim. Oh, he fine. He this, he that. He love me. And, you know, typical shit I've been listening to for the past fucking 10 years. You know, just grade school, well, not grade school, junior high type ass shit. She doesn't have the skills to actually pick out, you know, a real motherfucker that's gonna take care of her. You know, she's stuck on this goddamn, this bullshit, man, where she is picking a man by swag and possibly his fuck skills. And I'm not knocking that, because, you know, I want a bitch that got sex skills. I want that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to wife up no bitch that can just fuck. Okay? You know, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, most of these females out here, that's what they are. They going to go ahead and boo up some nigga that really he don't have shit to offer, but he can fuck the shit out of him. And I'm not hating. I'm not hating. I promise I'm not hating. I'm not. Anyway, what I'm saying is, you know, she hit me up, man, and she was just like, hey, what's going on? Your girl is fucked up. I'm going through it. You know, me and my girl, we got kicked out of the apartment, and we got our kids with us, and we've been staying in this car, and it's cold outside. And, okay, I'm like, okay. Because, you know, she had been staying with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? She had basically left her apartment. This nigga's apartment was, like, right across the way, like, right across the street. And so I guess she was all in love with this motherfucker, so she dropped everything that was going on in her crib and basically moved everything over there where this nigga was at. You know, and she used her spot to house this nigga's pit bulls. Right? So these pit bulls is fucking up her house, pissing and shitting all over the place, tearing shit up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, god damn. You know what I mean? So her house was fucked up. It was in shambles. She didn't pay the rent. Rent was due. She didn't pay utilities. You know what I mean? So everything was getting funneled into this nigga's spot. And then, of course, she got real cool with this nigga's sister. And they was, like, real close, like peas in a pod type shit. And to make a long story short, some weird shit went down about she found this, the cell phone. And she found out the nigga was cheating on her, whatever. And there was a big fight and argument ensued. And he basically kicked Nicole out and his sister, along with Nicole's children. And matter of fact, the sister of the nigga he had, man, yeah, that would make him his brother. Yeah, so the sister also had her little brother with her, which also is that nigga's brother that he kicked out also. It's weird. He was like, the boy was like 5 years old or some shit. So I listened to her tales of woe on the phone. I'm like, okay, well, I hope it worked out for you. You know what I'm saying? So basically what she was trying to do right there, a lot of you cats, y'all not really hip to that move right there. It's kind of like a bait trap. You know what I'm saying? When a female hits you with a sob story, of course they want you to jump, you know, and put your cape on and go to the rescue. I guess I was supposed to go ahead and be like, shit, here's some money, get a hotel or open up my apartment, you know, so you can warm up, whatever. I ain't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, if she would have asked, you know, ain't no telling. But I was not going to volunteer. So we had our conversation and it was over. The next day, she called with the same shit. We fucked up. We cold out here. We got these kids. We sleeping in the car. Okay. And once again, she fishing. She want me to volunteer my services. Put my cape on, saver. No, you gotta come out your mouth. You gotta pay toll to the troll, bitch. You gotta goddamn holler at me. I'm not gonna volunteer none of my services, you feel me? Because you the one that picked the nothing ass nigga. You the one in the dire straits in the predicament. Now you wanna go ahead and include me in this bullshit, get me in the mix? When I done told you ad nauseum through the years, grow the fuck up and get you a nigga worth of shit, and when the shit goes sour, I gotta be there to clean up that mess? Bitch, no, I'm not volunteering. No. So, that was the end of that conversation. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't really nothing discussed. She was just telling me her, present predicament again. Then Friday comes around, which is payday. Power trick day, bitches. You know what I'm saying? My phone rings off the hook on Friday. Bitches is trying to get over here and fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, fuck. Get a phone call from Darling Nikki. What's up, bud? What's going on? Want me to come over? Want me to get you together? Like, shit, that's what I'm talking about. Come see a nigga, right? So, of course, when she says she gonna come over and get me together, I'm assuming she's coming alone. That's how it usually work, right? Shit, well, guess what? She don't come alone. She bring all the kids and this new friend that she got. You know, the sister of the dude that she used to fuck with and shit. I was incensed. I was pissed the fuck off. Man, these bitches know I don't like surprises. You know, that wasn't nothing but a goddamn sucker move that she did. You know what I mean? I knew what she was doing. She knew that if she showed up with them kids, I wouldn't be able to say no. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to say no because, you know, I looked at her kids. I've been knowing her kids, like I said, damn near from inception. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, I mean, they kind of like family. Just like, damn, you brought the kids over here. You know, and I heard the stories about her sleeping in the car, cold as fuck at night. And then I looked at the other little boy, which was attached to her best running buddy friend, who was about 5 years old. He was standing there with no coat. He over there shivering, nose running and shit. I'm like, God damn. Like, I can't close my mouth. I can't slam this door in this bitch face. Not to mention, I'm looking at the chick that she brought. You know, decent looking dark skin honey with huge. Oh, huge. I'm a titty man. She had the biggest, prettiest breasts. I'm like, oh. Oh, well, come right on in. Man, and this was the beginning of the nightmare of the tales of ratchetry. So I let him come in, you know, let him get comfortable. Keep in mind, no, this is a bachelor pad. I don't have shit for no kids to play with, nothing for no kids to do, right? But it was obvious they was hungry because as soon as they stepped up in this spot, they like, Mama, we hungry, we hungry, we hungry. Everybody hungry and shit. And I just bought a nice, delicious, hot, supreme pizza. Just got delivered. And I was planning on eating it once Nicole got me together and made me bust. But I guess that ain't gonna happen because I got all these hungry ass kids in here. And by no means am I disparaging the kids. You know, Big Mike love the kids. I love the kids. You know, I was happy to help and assist the babies. But goddamn, I was looking forward to eating that pizza, man. Shit. But I said, fuck it. I just bought the pizza. I had me some, you know, a Coke in there. I had all of them sit down, eat some pizza, drink the Coke. Fuck it. I'll order something later. You know, I took a couple slices. But, you know, I'm a big nigga. I eat that whole motherfucker by myself. That's what I wanted to do. But no. Darling Nikki pulled the gank move. Brought over a whole tribe of motherfuckers. So, no pizza for you, fat nigga. Nope. So, now that everybody's eating, bellies is full, the kids is being rambunctious and shit, we'll put them in this in the boom boom room. I call it the boom boom room because that's where the side trickster brings his broads to bang. And they was in there and they was watching TV. And I'm like, God damn, man. They making hella noise in that goddamn room. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing in that goddamn room, man? Shit. So I'm like, well, I don't make No, never mind, because, you know, the kids is in the room, jumping up and down, running around. And I'm like, fuck, man. And so finally, I guess, the friend, I'm not going to say the friend's name. Not yet. What was her name, matter of fact? Oh, I remember. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, she get up and she go and check. And she puts the smack down. She sent the kids down, told them, sit the fuck down and behave. And I'm like, man, I like her, man. Shit. She ain't on no bullshit. You know what I mean? She recognized she in someone else's house. And she's going to regulate the children. A lot of females don't have the presence of mind to do that shit, man. That seems to be a lost art. A lost cause these days. Because, you know, bitches know they just can't bring kids over to my shit. Because I will punch your child in the face if they fuck my shit up, bitch. Yes. So they know don't. Mm-mm. They're like, nah, you too mean to my babies. I'm like, well, if your babies had home training, I wouldn't have to goddamn split their wig. Sit your ass down. I'll tell these little kids, sit the fuck down. They don't want to sit down and run around throwing grape Kool-Aid out. Bitch, get your child. Goddamn. So, the friend, she was real cool. You know, she kept them kids in line. That was beautiful. So, she come back out. Her and Nikki, they talking about all the stupid shit that happened and transpired. And they real stressed out because they had left a lot of shit over in that apartment when they got kicked out by Nicole's dude. So now they trying to conjure up some sort of way where they can go back and get the stuff. And of course, neither one of them have a license. And they just got trespassed off the property. They got kicked off by the landlords, and the police got involved because of a big fight. And, oh, tales of ratchetry. So I'm like, nigga, fuck. So I could just feel what was happening because they didn't want to drive over there and try and get their shit, because if the police got called and they got caught driving, they was going straight to jail. So Mr. Responsible here, I'm sitting here, I'm like, these bitches is going to ask me to drive over there and get involved in this fuck shit. I know they going to ask me. Who else they going to ask? They don't know nobody else with a fucking license. Ain't that a bitch in this day and age? You special because you got a license. Y'all niggas, listen to me, man. You know, because some of you cats, you know, I've heard niggas, you know, holler at me and be like, man, fuck all that power trick and shit. I ain't got all that money to spend on a bitch. Nigga, you can power trick with $5. You can power trick with a driver's license. All it takes is for you to have something they ain't got. You dig what I'm saying? If you got $1 more than her, you can power trick. 10 years ahead of the curb. Y'all don't understand yet. You will, though. You will. As time marches on and shit gets worse financially and the world crumbles and starts to burn, you'll see. This is the wave of the future, my nigga. This is the wave of the future. That's right. Conventional relationships are going away at a dinosaur, nigga. Well, anyway, I'm getting off the beaten path here. So, yeah. So that was the next move. Nicole looking at me like, oh, can you drive us over there? Can you help us get our stuff back? I'm like, bitch, no, I'm not going over there. She's like, she's like, but why? I'm like, nigga, you know I do not do domestics, bitch. Uh-uh, I don't do domestics. So shit, she's like, ain't nothing gonna happen. He ain't gonna fuck with you. He know better. He a punk. And I'm like, look, nigga, I tell you what. Oh my God. Tales of ratchetry. I said, you pick up that motherfucking phone. You call the goddamn police. Get an escort. You tell the police to be over there to supervise what's about to go down. And I'll drive your monkey ass over there so y'all can get y'all belongings. I'll do that. But only if there's police presence. Once again, bitch, trick no good. You can't get a power trick embroiled and entangled in no fuck shit like that. too seasoned in the game to even be manipulated into some shit like that. You ain't just have a, he ain't gonna do nothing. He a punk. He ain't gonna do nothing. You going there. You Big Mike. You know, just trying to just gas me up, blow my head up and shit. I'm like, not to mention, never mind. Anyway, so I do that shit. You know, I didn't want to do it, of course, because I don't do labor, bitch. I don't do labor. And of course, when I get there, before I left there, it guaranteed me I would not have to lift a finger. I wouldn't have to pick up nothing. I wouldn't have to carry nothing. But you know how it is. You fuck with bitches, they slower than some bitch, man. I'm like, God damn. You know, they taking shit out. We putting it in this cargo van. Then we got to haul it over to the cold spot and shit. So I was just like, fuck that shit. So I ended up breaking a goddamn sweat, hauling shit in and out this goddamn house from the ex-nigga house to Nicole house. Man, I was so goddamn pissed. Shit, man. Oh. Whew. Well, we got that done without a hitch. There was no violence. There was no shit talking. The police was there to supervise the whole thing. The peace was kept, and we rode the fuck out deuces. So we drive back to the crib, and of course, it's time for me to get my motherfucking Just Rewards and cash in my goddamn cool points. Nicole said, all right, thank you, baby. Thank you, Big Daddy. We appreciate your help. I'm about to leave. We're going to go drop the kids off, and then we're going to come back. And we gonna kick it. I'm like, alright, nigga, shit. You know where I'm at. You know what I mean? So, 3 hours transpire, they come back. Oh my God, man. All I can say is we had a good time, man. Shit. I call up the side trickster. Shit. Oh yeah, let me give you a quick update on the side trickster. For those who don't know, of course, only those who are intimately involved in the website know who Side Trick John is, and he's doing quite well. He has a beautiful wife, of course, and he has a live-in Russian girlfriend, you know, that he bangs every night. And I know you probably don't believe me, but nigga, we power tricks, nigga. This is the wave of the future, man. We 10 years ahead of the curve, man. You motherfuckers don't have no clue, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. Ooh. Yeah, so yeah, the side tricks are doing all right, man. He banging much bitches and shit, having much fun. Like I said, he got a wife and a living girlfriend, and he ain't paying the girlfriend nothing or whatever. Niggas got life fucked up, thinking we always outright paying for shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. Shit. We just sweetened the deal. But anywho, he came over, he kicked it, we partied and shit, man. I'm over here feeling on the new girl's nice rant. I don't want to get vulgar in this shit. But anyways, yeah, man, we had a nice time, man. There was some sexual escapades going down. And, you know, we took a little break. I had to listen to them heifers arguing on the phone with all kinds of people about the bullshit that just happened and transpired that, you know, the last 3 or 4 days. We gonna do this and we gonna do that, and we gonna report him to the police, and we gonna report him to Children's Services for kicking out his baby brother. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. You know, so in the midst of that, the female that she brought over, the dark-skinned chick with the big jugs, man, she's on the phone talking to some people downtown about some paperwork she have to do, about the bullshit, about the rent, and the, I don't know. But anyway, she mentioned a name. You know, she was basically, what was it? Yeah, she had to give names of her mother and father or some shit. And she rattled off the name of her father for this like legal paperwork or some shit to get some shit changed. the name sounded familiar. I'm like, what the fuck? Now I go say the name. Oh, shit, man. Okay. So I hear this name, and I was like, say that name again. She's like, my daddy is such and such. I was like, do he produce music? And did he used to work here? And did he used to be in the Navy? And she was like, yeah, that's him. I'm like, oh, my God. OMG. I'm like, shit, that's my nigga, man. I ain't seen him in 10 years. You know, we kind of had like a falling out a little bit. But we were closer than a motherfucker, man, for like 8-9 years. I've been knowing him for like, say, 20-something years, you know. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, man, I just sexed up my nigga's daughter. That was hilarious. That's funny. That's funny, man. Shit. And, you know, I didn't really feel bad about it because me and this nigga, we kind of like left on bad terms to a degree because it was all about, like I said, he's a music producer. And I let this individual borrow a keyboard of mine like back in 1997 or something. And it was an expensive keyboard. It was like maybe like $300-something, man. And then all of a sudden, this nigga, when I go over to pick up my keyboard like a month later, it ain't there. I'm like, nigga, where's my keyboard?
Somebody broke it and stole it.
I'm like, well, was you going to tell me that somebody stole it?
Nah, I was trying to get it replaced.
Well, nigga, are you going to replace it?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Well, needless to say, the nigga never replaced the goddamn keyboard. You know, I just had to chalk it up as an L. He did not offer one jot nor tittle of any compensation for the keyboard allegedly getting stolen.
Tales of Ratchetry.
I will climb the highest peak, swim the deepest sea. I will cross the desert land. I will do anything for your love.
more than ever, it's important for couples to stay together. You know, with all this madness going around, you don't know what's gonna happen.
It's about time.
See, baby,
time.
You need somebody in your corner. A man's gonna stand by you when times get tough. And no matter what happens, I'll be there for you. Can you say the same?
Feel me? So yeah, so I was a little heated. I was a little pissed off about that shit. That was like the height of utter fucking disrespect. Like, my nigga, you know, I let you borrow my shit, you know, then you feed me this line that it got stole. I didn't believe that shit. I'm thinking a nigga probably pawned it or some shit, right? But yeah, nigga just said fuck you. I ain't compensating you. You just, so like I said, did not have any sort of dread, comprehension, or remorse about what went down with his daughter. The universe will balance the equation. Never forget that, my friends. Anywho, okay, so, you know, basically what had happened was, shit, since old girl was over, Nicole was over, you know, we did our little party and had a little fun, and I looked at old girl, I'm like, look, baby, you know, because I knew what the deal was, you know, Nicole brought old girl over, and she didn't have nowhere to go, and she was counting on me to say she could stay there. Okay, you know. Yeah, you can stay here. You know, she got the little shorty, little child and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I said, hey, I know you trying to figure out where you're going to stay tonight. You're more than welcome to stay. So she was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, so yeah, she went and picked up her little brother later on that night. And they stayed on over. And of course, Nicole was real happy to hear about that shit. You know what I'm saying? She was digging that, and she was like, oh, thank you, baby, thank you. You won't regret it. I'm going to treat you right, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to cook for you, and this, and that. I'm like, yeah, okay. See, Nicole's a piece of shit. She lies all the time. She's a deceiver. You know what I mean? She'll do shit like, I swear on my kids, I'm going to come through. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I swear on my kid. I'm like, damn, bitch, you grimy as fuck. To be knowingly lying and put it on your kids. That's the kind of shit she'll do. She'll do it in a heartbeat. Please, baby, give me this $100. Give me the, I swear on my kids, I'll pay you back. Or I'll do this, you know. You can't pay that shit no mind when it comes to Nicole, man. God knows I love this bitch, man. I love her. She's just a ray of sunshine. She's a life of the party type of bitch. When you around her, you just happy, man. But nigga, she's a fucking liar, man. You know what I'm saying? So, they come back, they get settled in. Fuck. I go in with the little boy, you know, because, like I said, I don't really have a lot of things for a child to do. So, I get out some DVDs for the boy to look at. You know what I mean? Some shit that I think a child would want to look at. You know what I'm saying? I don't really have any children's DVDs for them to watch, but I try to get some action adventure. Oh, I did have Major Pain with one of them Wayans niggas and shit. Like, kids always like Major Pain. So I go in to put the Major Pain shit in the DVD player, and what the fuck do I see? What the fuck do I see? Now, keep in mind, them kids was over here previously already. You know what I mean? There was four of them. It was three of them that was over here. It was two girls and the boy. But then They ship them off so we could party. Then they come back with just the boy. So I walks into the room and I put the DVD and DVD player and I look at the wall behind the TV and it is covered in baby oil. Just some one of them kids has sprayed my whole goddamn wall in baby oil, man. This motherfucker. Oh. I'm like, son of a bitch. This is the price you pay. Man, you know, there ain't nothing free in the universe, nigga. Somehow, some way you're gonna pay. And when I do shit like this, you know what I mean? I know that the pimp gods require that I make sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? Because I live too good and I live too stress-free. So every now and then, I have to go through this fuck shit with one of my girls to prove how much I love them. You know what I mean? Because like I said, my life is just too much goddamn smooth sailing. So this is what I have to do to prove to the pimp gods that I deserve this life of leisure. You feel me? So I'm like, God damn. So I bring the co in. I'm like, hey, my nigga, check this shit out. I'm like, look at this wall. You know, and bigger and shit. You know, there's a spray bottle. Because, you know, when I do my thing with chicks, you know, I give them massages and shit. I put baby oil in spray bottles. And it just, my dumb ass, I just totally forgot that I had a spray bottle full of baby oil in the boom boom room. And one of them motherfuckers got a hold of it. It sprayed my goddamn wall, all that baby oil. Whew. So I showed Nicole, and what's her response? Oh, dang. That's fucked up. I'm like, yeah. She's like, what is it? I'm like, it's baby oil. Dang. And so, of course, I'm sitting back waiting on her to kind of like put two and two together. I'm like, you do realize the children did this, right?
Well, it wasn't my children. My girls wouldn't have did nothing like that. It had to be the boy.
I'm like, so what are you saying?
She was like, I don't think my girls... I'm like, look, irregardless
if it was the girl or the boy, this is still your responsibility. You brought her over here with her brother. You put me in this situation where I'm basically taking your in for the night. So you are ultimately responsible because you have entered a fucking X factor into Xerxes' den, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So yes, regardless of if it was your child or her brother, it doesn't matter. You brought them over here. I don't know them. You know them.
Dang, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you. I'm like, shit, so you with that deflection shit about who did it and who didn't do it? God damn.
Tales of ratchetry.
And you know this heifer just lit her cigarette and just walked out the goddamn room. Then I offer to try and clean it up or nothing. She just walks the fuck out. And of course, I didn't make too big of a fuss about it because I don't know if you've had baby oil on the wall. You can't really get that shit out, man. That's one of the things where, you know, the baby oil just got to kind of dissipate. Just got to dry the fuck up. Because ultimately, you just scrub the fucking paint off the wall. That baby oil gets in there. But I was at least hoping she would offer. You know what I mean? I'm checking for just any sign of fucking maturity. Just anything. Show me that you give a fuck, bitch. That you brought some X factors in my shit and they fucking up my shit.
No. Okay.
So the next day, you know, old girl with her brother, she leave with her brother and they roll out and they go to another spot. They find a place to stay. So I'm there with Nicole. Nicole says she's going to stay a week with me, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, knowing her mouth and her little deceptive ways and her little hustle skills, you know, she just selling it. She's like, ooh, baby, we going to be so happy. I'm going to take care of you. And I'm thinking, why is you selling me a dream, bitch?
I know who you are. You're a fucking liar. You're talking shit. You're already in. I've already opened up the spot to you. There's no more need to sugarcoat the shit to make me think that something, you know, fantabulous is going to happen now that you're here. You're here irregardless until you go ahead, hustle up that money to get your utilities on. Like I told you, you can stay here for a couple weeks, okay? Oh, I'm serious. We gonna go shopping. I'm gonna go get you some food. I'm gonna cook for you. I'm like, oh, nigga. Well, I will commend her. She did her hustling. She went out. She got money. She, you know, went to the appropriate places to get her power and gas turned on and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I got to say about Nikki. She has an unbreakable spirit, man. You know, she was just going through all sorts of fuck shit, sleeping in the car, being homeless, being hungry. You know, but the bitch always smiling. You know, it's just business as usual with her. She don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, bitch, you just going through all of this hell, but you steady cheesing. You know what I mean? And, you know, while all this shit is going on, she's going out meeting niggas and shit. She's like, oh, I'm going to go meet this dude. He want me. He in love with me. He want to be with me. And I'm like, well, damn, tell me about this nigga, man. Well, and, you know, and she already know I'm going to read her the riot act because I know what she's going to tell me. She's going to tell me that it's another worthless nigga with a record on house arrest. It's got motherfucking multiple felonies. It's all, oh my God. Shit, and that's exactly what she told me. I'm like, bitch, you just got done dealing with a loser nigga. And here you go, you telling me you about to go run over and kick it with some nigga on house arrest? Fuck. Once again, not shitting on a nigga that may have done some time. You know what I mean? But fuck it, if you're a career criminal. And it was obvious that this nigga was a career criminal by what she was telling me. I'm like, and you steady whining and bitching why your life ain't shit. But you just leave a worthless ass nigga. You homeless over it. And now you chasing another worthless ass nigga. God damn. So she did that for a couple of nights. And this is the foul shit that I'm talking about. This... because I really did want her to cook for me. I really did. Because the bitch can cook, man. She can... I love when she cooks for me. It had been a while since she had cooked for me because she was fucking with that loser nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, you know. I ain't had Nicole over in about 5 months. She ain't really threw no vittles on. I'm like, damn. But she promised she was going to do it. Still waiting. Day 2, day 3, day 4. She stayed about 8-9 days. You get down to the 8th day, and I'm like, nigga, when you gonna cook? I'm about to do that later. I'm about to go see such and such. You about to go see the nigga on house arrest again, and you ain't even fucking cooking for me, bitch? She's like, Mike, don't be acting like that. You tripping. You know I love you. I do anything. I'm like, I can't. She's a lying sack of shit. Lying fucking. And I took that shit personal because I'm used to getting my goddamn way. You know, bitches usually take care of a nigga, but she spun me for a nigga on fucking house arrest. So fuck you, Nicole, you bitch. But you're a fucking lying sack of shit. And I hope you hear it. Fuck you, nigga. Spin me for a nigga on house arrest. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Taking that shit real personal. You grimy ass. Oh, man, I was pissed off in the motherfucker. I couldn't believe this shit. I'm like, here I am. Open up my house to you. Feeding you. You got heat. You got motherfucking security. Kids run through the house fucking up my shit. Got me doing manual labor. You know, moving furniture and boxes of clothes. trying to get me mixed up in domestic shit. And bitch, you can't cook for me? Nigga, I got your ass. Oh, and another thing. God damn, do you think that the 9 days that she stayed over here, you think she lifted a finger to clean up anything? Anything? Shit. Now I realize that, yeah, I made most of the mess in the kitchen. But yeah, and still, you know, you in here soaking up the heat, the water, the food, everything. You know, she was out there pretty much in the streets hustling, getting that money. But fuck, I mean, shit, show some sort of appreciation for a nigga pulling you out the cold or something. I mean, I was just looking, like I said, I'm just looking for maturity. She ain't take out the trash. One time I put the trash by the fucking door. You know what I mean? Just to see if she would pick it up and take it out to the dumpster, you know, on her way out to, you know, basically make that money. You know, the bitch walked right past the trash bags 2 days in a fucking row. The third day I had to stop and be like, hey, take out the trash. Okay, baby, did she pick up the trash and take it out and shit? I'm like, God damn, man. I mean, it was literally like living with a fucking preteen, man. Because she was just on the phone all day, all night, jibber-jabbering and gossiping and talking and talking about who she gonna fuck up and who gonna get served and we gonna get these motherfuckers and that. I'm like, oh my God, man. Oh, jeez, boy. It was fucking unreal, nigga. It was just fucking unreal. It was just, once again, like I said, my occupations, my past occupations was kicking in. My patience was getting thin. You know, me working at the prison and being in law enforcement and being in porn, I can't have a female in my midst too long, man. I get highly irritated. And man, Nicole was irritating the fuck out of me. And that was because, like I said, I seen the lack of maturity. I seen the lack of maturity. You know, I had her in here, try to make her comfortable, got her some smoke, got her some drink, let her, like, order pay-per-views on my shit, you know what I mean, run up the cable bill. And, bitch, you can't goddamn take out the trash. You can't fucking lift your finger to wash a dish. Shit. But it's okay. I'm gonna get you, motherfucker. I'm going to get you my baby. You know, you got issues. You fucked up in the head. You know, you a bad judge of a mate. Steadily chasing prison dick and niggas on house arrest. You forever going to be broke and fucked up. Believe that shit. God damn. You just left a sorry ass nigga. It ain't been a week and you already chasing a nigga on house arrest. I got you. But once again, this goes to the 48 laws and rules of power tricking. You know, sometime, man, you gonna lose a few battles. Shit. And you know, that's with all relationships with women. Shit, you just gotta expect to take an L every now and then. A bitch is gonna get over. Well, even though she didn't technically get over. Because, nigga, I had 2 nights of, man, everything was good for a couple days, boy. She was putting it down. She did go to the grocery store. She did buy me some vittles. She, the bitch didn't cook, though. You know what I mean? And, of course, the sex was impeccable. She did motherfucking throw down on that. God damn. Whew. But, man, I was really, a fat nigga was looking forward to them vittles. That's right. Shit. So, she ended up leaving without cooking. You know, kicking it with a nigga on fucking house arrest. Yeah, I'm insulted, but it's all good. You know, because that's what we do. We go tit for tat. These bitches know. You displease Big Mike somewhere down the line, you gonna pay the piper. Your disses and your slights, that disrespect, will not go unnoticed. And it will not go unpunished. No, it will not. Mm-mm. So, That's my Tales of Ratchetry. That's right, man. It was heaven and hell. Oh, man. And not to mention, I had to sit in this goddamn apartment, man, for a week inhaling this heifer's goddamn cigarette smoke, man. And that was the main thing that really pissed me the fuck off. I'm like, God damn, she is just chain smoking one cigarette after another, after another. And, you know, and she would try and be polite, of course. You know, she know I don't like cigarette smoke. She would go in the bathroom and smoke and shit. But it was like, goddamn, man, nigga, it was a towering inferno in this apartment. The whole goddamn apartment was just a carbon monoxide toxic soup, nigga. It was like, God damn. Fuck. So I'm in here suffering just to keep this bitch warm at night because she homeless and she spend me for a bitch ass nigga on house arrest. I'm gonna punch you in your face, bitch. That's what I'm gonna do. You motherfucker. I can't wait to see your ass again. And then she walk up out this mug, you know, the last night. Bitch is crazy. Look me dead in my eyes. Like, baby, I love you. And kiss me on the cheek. And like, I don't know what I'd do without you. I'm like, get your fake ass out of here. You fucking fake, man. But she did that shit on purpose. She did that shit, you know. Because it's always a power struggle. Because they always want to show me that I am not in total control. They do that shit all the time. Yeah, they do little slick shit like that all the time. It's all good, though, baby. It's all good. I still love you, but, bitch, you gonna pay. I'm gonna get you back. You know how this go. Well, that's the end of that, the Fat Mac, baby. Almighty Triple XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Like to say what's up to my motherfucking partner, Nigga Fuchsia, Tony Dreamer. My other partner, goddamn the side trickster. Shit. Want to say what's up to Emil Emery, the knowledge gangster. Shit, Taylor May, chroniccast.blogspot.com. Shit, T-Man, Trash Man. Who else? Oh, yeah. Can't forget about my motherfucking partner, Rick Nasty. Rick, where in the fuck is them pictures, man, that you supposed to send me for the show? You was on some bullshit, man. Send me them pictures. What is wrong with you? Man, you bust my chops, man, all week about doing that show. We did the show. And here you go. You bullshitting on the pic. What is it with y'all? Why is everybody so undependable? What is going on? Is it in the water? What is this shit? Rick, send me them pictures, man. Good Lord. I'm out.
Yeah.